This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Government Hindu Samrat Sena reach agreement, protest programs withdrawn, curfew lifted in Braj Biraj and Bode Barsai, prohibitory order remains in force. Government mourns over death of Nirmal Purja and five Nepali climbers in Broad Peak avalanche. NDRRMA reports 196 disaster-related deaths across Nepal since mid-April. And United States and Iran set to resume talks as diplomatic efforts continue. Now the news in detail. The government and Hindu Samrat Sena Nepal have reached an agreement following talks in Janakpur Dham leading the organization to withdraw all protest programs. The talks led by Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung concluded with the government agreeing to consider the group's 13-point memorandum along with six additional demands. The government also committed to releasing those arrested during the protest, refraining from filing cases against them and investigating the use of force by security personnel during the demonstrations. Legal actions will be taken against those found responsible in accordance with law. Minister Gurung said the government has formally received the demands and will begin the necessary process to implement the agreed provisions. The talks were held to help restore peace following tensions triggered by the Dewanganj incident in Sunsari. Meanwhile, in Saptari, the district administration has lifted the curfew imposed in Raj Biraj and Bode Barsai municipalities and replaced it with a prohibitory order. The order bans gatherings, assemblies, sit-ins and demonstrations of more than five until further notice. The administration has appealed to the public to cooperate in maintaining peace, security and social harmony. Amid efforts to restore normalcy, an all-party meeting held in Dhangadi under the chairmanship of Kailali Chief District Officer Hira Lal Regmi expressed a collective commitment to preserving religious and communal harmony, social unity and peace. Representatives of political parties and leaders from Hindu, Muslim, Christian and other religions and social organizations pleased to work together to strengthen social harmony and promote public welfare. The government has expressed deep sorrow over the deaths of renowned mountaineer Nirmal Purja, widely known as Nimstai, and five other Nepali climbers in an avalanche on Pakistan's Broad Peak. In a statement issued yesterday, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the deaths of Nirmal Purja, Pur Bahadur Gurung, Kili Pemba Sherpa, Nima Sherpa, Nawang Tindu Sherpa and Gyalu Sherpa have caused an irreparable loss to Nepal's mountaineering sector. The ministry said Pakistani authorities and Nepali rescue teams intensified search and rescue operations after the climbers went missing, while the embassy of Nepal in Pakistan is facilitating the repatriation of the mortal remains. The avalanche struck on 30th July as the expedition was moving from Camp 2 to Camp 3. The expedition comprised 10 members, including four foreign climbers. Meanwhile, grief had spread to Nirmal Purja's hometown in Myagdi. Family members, neighbors and teachers have been paying tribute to the record-breaking climber at his childhood home in Ramnagar. Since mid-April, 196 people have lost their lives in various disaster-related incidents across the country. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, 4,053 disaster incidents were recorded across Nepal between April 14th and August 2nd. During this period, 1,218 people were injured and four remain missing. The authority also stated that 5,188 households across the country have been affected by various disaster incidents during the reporting period. Meanwhile, a person died and 20 others received injuries in the monsoon-triggered disasters in the last 24 hours. The NDRRMA further added that the country recorded 34 incidents of disasters in 25 districts. The night-time traffic has been suspended on the Beni Jomsom and Beni Darbang roads in Myagdi due to forecast of heavy rainfall. The district security committee has ordered the suspension from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. on yesterday and today nights as a precautionary measure to ensure public safety. The Beni Jomsom Road, part of the Kali Gandaki corridor, is a key route linking Muktinath and the Korola border point, while the Beni Darbang Road connects Western Myagdi with the district headquarters. Chief District Officer Ravindra Acharya said the temporary restriction has been imposed to reduce the risk of accidents and other weather-related incidents during the period of heavy rainfall. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has seized more than 100 suspected counterfeit products. According to the department, its market monitoring team confiscated various daily consumer goods being sold through online platforms and social media, including massage oils, shampoos, tea, dietary supplements, and other household products. The department said the seized items are currently undergoing testing to determine their quality, authenticity, and safety for consumption. Director General Motiram Sapkota said necessary legal action will be initiated against the products concerned based on the test reports. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The main opposition Nepali Congress NC has called a national gathering for August 5 in an effort to strengthen party unity and reconnect the party with the public amid growing internal differences. Organizers of the campaign to connect NC with the country said the gathering aims to revive the party organization and promote unity between the two visible factions within the party. Speaking at a press conference in Kathmandu yesterday, Nepali Congress leader and National Assembly member Ranjit Karna said party president Gagan Kumar Thapa and the faction coordinated by Dr. Shashank Koirala should work together to strengthen the party. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the United States will begin a new round of talks with Iran today after postponing planned military strikes, saying diplomacy remains the preferred path to resolving tensions. The BBC has quoted the U.S. president as speaking aboard Air Force One and mentioning the decision followed appeals from the key U.S. partners in the Middle East, including Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar. He said the discussions would focus on the Strait of Hormuz and Iran's nuclear program, but did not disclose the venue or participants. Iran has not officially responded to the announcement. However, Iranian media rejected Trump's claim that Tehran had sought a delay in military action. The renewed diplomatic efforts helped ease market concerns with global oil prices falling as hopes rose for a reduction in regional tensions. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy across the country today due to the influence of the monsoon. Light to moderate rain or snowfall is likely at some places in the Himalayan region. Many places in the hilly region are expected to receive light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning. Similar weather conditions are likely at many places in the Tarai of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at some places in Madhes province including the Tarai areas of Kosi, Lumbini and Sudarpachim provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Likewise, very heavy rainfall is also possible at one or two locations in the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has advised people living in vulnerable areas to remain alert as heavy rainfall may trigger floods, landslides and disruptions to transportation. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government Hindu Samrat Sena reach agreement, protest programs withdrawn, curfew lifted in Rasbiras and Bode Barsai, prohibitory order remains in force. Government mourns over death of Nirmal Purja and five Nepali climbers in Broad Peak Avalanche. NDRRMA reports 196 disaster-related deaths across Nepal since mid-April. And United States and Iran set to resume talks as diplomatic efforts continue. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.